This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Tuesday and welcome to our Tune In Tuesday practice of this week. It's time for us to contemplate a specific topic, and then hopefully you'll give yourself some space to journal on this today and maybe even share with someone. I say that at the beginning of every episode, but I really, really do hope that you don't just listen to the Tuesday episodes, that you actually do something with them, right? Because spending a couple of minutes just thinking about something is not the same thing as actually sitting down, putting pen to paper, and giving yourself some space and time with yourself. If you have a moment to actually share and talk about this topic as well, that will help you go even deeper.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Today's theme, so we're not going to go super deep or into an emotional place today. I am very anchored in this Gemini energy right now, and I want us all to get super focused this week. We spent a ton of time around the new moon to set our intentions for this next cycle, and so many of us are feeling and sensing a change coming our way right now. We can sense something's beginning to open up again. It almost feels like the pandemic is beginning to be behind us. It isn't yet, but I don't want to, in Aruba you say canta gloria, it's like I don't want to sing or celebrate before it's ready, right? Before we know. But we are beginning to embrace or be able to embrace this new reality that's coming our way. So especially having just set a bunch of new intentions and goals and dreams, I want to take this week to actually get focused and to begin to take some actions around those dreams. Of course, it is not enough to sit down and meditate on and contemplate and journal on about our dreams, right? We have to actually work toward them. So if you did journal on our big new moon ceremony that we did on Friday, or at least if you did sit down and set some intentions, this week is a great way to extract some action items from and around that intention, right? So you know you want to get to a place, you know there's something that you want to create, you know there's something that you want to uphold, something you want to bring into your life, right? What are a couple of things that you can actually get going with this week? A good example of that for me is a big intention that I've had is to really spend some time focusing on our yoga studio here in Aruba, contemplating, meditating on a lot what I want this studio to become and how can we get to a place where we are okay as a business again. So obviously I can sit down and I can source probably 100 different action items that I could be diving headfirst into. You know, we need to make a new schedule. I need to rehire our teachers again. If we can open, we have to uphold and adhere to all of these social distancing standards. We have to prepare the studio. We have to update the website. I mean, the list goes on and on. So instead of going into that mode of trying to tackle everything at the same time or feeling any kind of stress or pressure that often comes with wanting to complete something, I want you to take this week to decide and really get clear on what are your priorities right now. And from those priorities, can you pick just a couple of steps to actually take this week, right? We don't have to decide that this pandemic is over and then we go headfirst into what life used to be before. No. Prioritize what is actually really important right now. What is this big need or this big task that I know I would feel so much better, you know, if I just tick that off of my list. And then you do that one thing, right? So if you want to journal on this today, you can even write something as simple as my priorities right now, or just put priorities at the top of a blank page in your journal and bullet point list actual action items that you know are priorities for you right now. And I'm not saying that priorities are only around work, although of course it is a big focus for many of us, but I want to make sure that I prioritize my body this week. Right? That I prioritize my well-being, that I prioritize time spent with the family, those things that I've really enjoyed during this pandemic, they still should go high on my list of priorities, even as I start to get a little deeper into things around my work and my business, right? So that's our contemplation and our journaling for today. What are my priorities right now? And what are a couple of action items that I can actually get going with, that I can move forward with this week? And stay realistic. You know, we've kind of covered the dream phase of these intentions. Now we want to be realistic and actually take action where we can. So I want you to feel at the end of this week as if you've actually moved forward with your life. What are my priorities right now? And what are a couple of areas or a couple of things that I can actually get going with, maybe even today? I wish you a beautiful moment of journaling ahead. I hope you have a beautiful day. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.